Nick Adams' father immigrated to the U.S. from Greece when he was only 15 years old. He came by himself and worked as a shoeshine boy for an entire year to pay for the trip. It was an amazing journey that eventually led him to begin what is today one of the oldest restaurants in Illinois. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
My name is Charles.
My name is Charles.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
My arm went numb and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I was having a stroke. My wife dialed 911.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm often asked how we come up with all the story ideas you hear on the American Countryside. The answer is they often come from you, the listener. You can submit your story idea and listen to past broadcasts at AmericanCountryside.com. You'll also find our award-winning books and CDs, all based on our programs. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. Take a listen to some of your favorite programs and browse our American Countryside store. Send us a message about a story in your area. We look forward to seeing you at AmericanCountryside.com. Nick Adams' father immigrated from Greece to the U.S. in 1905 when he was just 15 years old.
He wound up working in Baltimore as a shoeshine boy and immigrated westward. And he was in Colorado working in slope mines when the Balkan Wars broke out. And he returned to Greece to fight for his country. And he remained in Greece until the end of World War I.
There was a good reason for him to immigrate here and later return to America after the war.
He was the only son of a farmer who had seven daughters. There's a dowry system in Greece back then. The land goes to the girls. So, things looked a lot rosier to him in the United States.
He was fortunate to survive World War I and his battle with the Turks.
His company of men, of approximately 200 men, there were five survivors. And it was just, back then it was trench warfare, mustard gas. It was nasty.
When he returned to the U.S., he came to St. Louis and soon found a job in Illinois.
He heard there were opportunities to work in the coal mine in Bunnell, Illinois, which is just a few miles from here. So Dad went to Bunnell, got a job in a coal mine, and hooked up with a fellow Greek, and they opened up a candy kitchen in Bunnell.
In 1924, he got the chance to expand his business.
He was approached by a doctor to open up a restaurant in Carlinville. My father said, well, if I had any money, I would. And the doctor at that time lent him $2,000 to open up a restaurant.
He was the beginning of the Ariston Cafe, a restaurant that still thrives. The story of that longtime business that attracts people from around the globe is next time as we travel the countryside. In Litchfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.